Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and in this weekly segment, we speak to BBC journalists about the big international stories they're tracking in the week ahead. And today we welcome back BBC editor Rob Hugh-Jones. Hello, Rob. How are you doing?
Hello. Hi, Rachel. Very good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good to have you back on the show. And let's start off with the news that continues to dominate headlines, and that is the coronavirus. What's going on in Europe at the moment? I understand you've got some big news out of the UK today.
Yes, we have. So the UK is, moving along pretty swiftly. We have now 30 million doses have been administered. Mm. That's about half the population. So that's it's a big deal here in Britain, and we're having a lessening of restrictions. We're allowed to meet six people outside now can meet, or two households. Things like, for example, open air swimming pools around the country are able to reopen as of today. So this kind of staggered reopening or loosening of restrictions really begins today. All the schools went back, beginning or early in March. But this is quite a big step forward. I guess, Rachel, the picture is a bit different when you look across Europe,
right?
Just to take, I'll take a few countries at random, but if you look at Poland, for example, well, they've had record highs of infections, about 34,000 a day. A lot of these are the British variant. They account for about 80% of new cases. And of course, Poland is a Roman Catholic country, very much so, heading into Easter week. The churches will by and large remain open, but there will be restrictions on the number of people who can attend mass. And just briefly, if you look at across the border at Germany, well, Germany is also experiencing quite a few problems. Again, the British variant. A couple of days ago, Angela Merkel, the Chancellor, said, "We are basically now in a new pandemic. We face a new virus, the British variant, but with very different characteristics, more deadly, more infectious, and infections for longer." And, of course, that's a scientist. Angela Merkel's a scientist by training, speaking there. So, we have we have issues in France as well. They've had rising infections since before Christmas, actually. And 16 regions of France, including parts of Paris, 21 million people are effectively in lockdown there. So, it really is a mixed picture depending on where you go in Europe right now.
And we are now at the end of March, aren't we, Rob? So what's next for the UK when it comes to COVID-19? As you mentioned, half of the population has been vaccinated in some form or another, and we are seeing an easing of restrictions, but we do have the summer holidays coming up as well. So what can we expect next?
Well, we do. So, about 30 million people have received their first dose. About 3 million people have received second dose, because a lot of these vaccines require two doses, of course. But we're all looking at their specific dates in the calendar. So, for example, April the 12th is another date. May the 17th is another date in terms of what you can do, where you can go, where you can travel and so on. And it depends on which country you're in the United Kingdom. If you're in Scotland, Wales or Northern Ireland, they have slightly different rules. So it really is a sort of patchwork, but we're all moving in the right direction. And the government in Westminster says that they hope that everyone will be vaccinated by the end of July. So people are keeping their eyes on that.
We're speaking with Rob Hugh-Jones, editor at the BBC. Now moving across to the US, Rob, because the biggest story in America coming out this week is likely to be the opening of the murder trial in the case of George Floyd. Tell us more.
Yes, well, of course, this was major. Do you remember when George Floyd, your listeners will remember, died back in May of 2020, May of last year, and a former police officer, Derek Chauvin, is in the dock accused of his murder, and that trial begins today. And it will last for at least a month. It could last longer, and it will be streamed online. People will be watching this live. There are cameras in the courthouse. And it will have something of the air, if people remember back in the 90s of the O.J. Simpson trial, this will be similar. People will be watching this. One leading activist, Al Sharpton, said in the past day or two that this is the American criminal justice system in the dock. And we really should look out for this trial, for the amount of publicity it gets, for the amount of energy it excites in America and beyond, because, of course, the Black Lives Matter movement mm-hmm. was re-energized by all of this around the world. And then we should be watching out for the verdict. But that case begins in earnest today.
And now bringing you back to Asia, Rob, the situation in Myanmar deteriorated sharply over the weekend. Where are we now on this story, and what does the future week hold?
Well, a very big story, this. Something like 100 people were killed by the military on Saturday, more yesterday. Thailand today says that it's expecting thousands of refugees across its border fleeing the violence in Myanmar. So we have this mindset of the military saying we must knock the population back into line effectively. And we have the young people in particular in Myanmar saying, hang on, we've had a decade of democracy. We've got used to that. That's what we want. We don't want a military government, a military regime, as Myanmar had before. And we're going to do what we can to stop that. So really, you've got two very separate mindsets going on here. And what we now have to see is, well, where will the international community stack up? Joe Biden has just said that the violence on Saturday he described as outrageous. The EU has made some pretty vociferous mm-hmm. Comments and statements. The United Nations says we need a united action plan now with Myanmar. So, you know, there's a lot going on, but it's difficult to see how this one's going to get resolved, but it's the kind of burning issue right now in that part of the world for sure.
We're speaking with Rob Hugh-Jones, editor at the BBC. And finally, Rob, this week we'll also feature headlines about climate change, quite a wide variety of headlines, and some from Saudi Arabia as well, I understand.
Well, that's right. I mean, I should say that, you know, the big story right now, of course, in the Middle East is the Suez Canal. And they say this morning that they've succeeded in moving that giant container ship, which calls 400 meters long, as we all know. The Suez Canal Authority says the vessel is now 80% back on course and is waiting for the tide to rise in the next half hour or so to see if they can actually properly refloat it. So that's the big story right now there.
Back to climate change, Rob.
Back to climate change, because this is big. You know, we have this big COP26 summit in Glasgow in Scotland at the beginning of November.
The big
climate change conference. And ahead of that, a lot of countries are displaying or kind of showing their green credentials. And the one that really caught my eye was Saudi Arabia, because of course, Saudi Arabia is, of course, founded on fossil fuels identified as fossil fuel country, the biggest oil exporter, of course, in the world. But they are saying they have just announced that they're going to slash their carbon emissions. Mm-hmm. They're going to cut pollution. They're going to reduce land degradation. They're going to generate half of their energy from renewable sources by 2030. That's in about 9 years' time. They're going to plant millions, possibly billions of trees.
10 billion trees, I think I saw somewhere.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And I'm struggling to get my head around that figure. I mean, how do you plant 10 billion trees? You know, it's more than the number of people on the planet. So they're looking at planting those trees in Saudi, but also getting surrounding countryside to do this, neighboring countries to do the same. So, you know, it's very interesting to see. I mean, even in France today, they are debating their environment bill in the French Parliament. It's very controversial. There were protests over the weekend in about 100 different protests around France over that. So there's a lot of kind of movement and momentum in climate change right now across the world ahead of that big conference in Glasgow later this year.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for sharing all those updates with us again today.
Thanks so much, Rachel.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Rob Hugh-Jones, editor at the BBC, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.